You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And time for MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond, joined by Greg Johns, as always. Greg, it's the beginning of a long road trip for the Rangers, and it's coming off a long homestand. Well, they're a team of extremes, it seems. But it turns out this long road trip started with a misadventure of sorts for the charter flight, huh?
They had a few thunderstorms coming into Arlington, into Dallas. Had a pretty choppy flight. They had to divert to San Antonio, and I don't know if it was a good wake-up call because it was about midnight, and they wound up getting into their hotel about 5 a.m. When they finally got into Dallas to start a 10-game road trip. That's not the way you want to start out when you're traveling all over, but they survived. Certainly, we had some stories to tell. Plane lurching as it landed and wings flopping this way and that way, and some pretty wide-eyed guys that got off that plane, and a few thanks to the big man upstairs for getting them down safe. We all travel a lot, and sometimes you get a bad flight, and sometimes you get one that's really scary, and they were glad to get out of there and be on the ground and terra firma and playing baseball. So all the good that ends well, as Lloyd McLennan said, if you can talk about a flight, afterwards, it was a good flight. So they're here and safe in Texas and ready to play some baseball.
Well said. You're right. If you can talk about it, all good. There's always that guy or two on the plane, right, who even on a good flight, it's a tough day for him. Do the Mariners have any guys who just like the travel?
Well, there's a few guys. You know, everybody's telling stories, of course, when they made it. And Logan Morrison was saying that Kyle Seager was sweating through his shirt. He could see. I asked Taijuan Walker after they won their first game here in Texas. Which was better, the flight, which was more exciting for him, the flight or winning the game? And he said, I don't want to talk about the flight. That was the scariest thing I've ever seen. So, then there was other guys saying, hey, it was all fun and it was just exciting. And so, everybody takes it differently. When you fly as much as the Mariners, you better darn well get used to it because nobody in baseball travels more than the Mariners. So they certainly have their share of air miles. And as I said, they're ready to get ready and good to go here.
Yeah, it's funny because that's where I was going with it too. Mariners and their travel, it is just so rough in general. I mean, the Padres can claim maybe a similar hardship, but nobody quite like the Mariners. So not cool the way that one started, but a win in Arlington for this team. And, it hasn't been a great start for the Mariners, 8-11. But do they feel, okay about where they are with the record? Like maybe they've gotten away with something, because the pitching outside of King Felix just frankly has not been very good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the real sense I'm getting, Dave, is that they feel like, of course, the record's not where they want it, but they feel like everything's there. They just got to put it together. I mean, they've seen the pieces. They just kind of had problems at the wrong time, whether it's pitching, the offense doesn't come through and the pitching's good, vice versa, in the next game, and defense lets down here and there. They keep saying, hey, we like what we got. We like the pieces. We just got to start playing better baseball. And certainly there's plenty of time for that, but you don't want to let time waste either. You missed the playoffs by a game last year, and these games can catch up with you down the road. But big picture, certainly they still feel like this is a team that's made for this. They're ready to roll. But you're right. The pitching has not been good, but it's starting to see signs. Certainly a couple good starts from Taijuan Walker certainly has people – breathing a little easier. Jay Happ has been very good. So Felix and Happ have been the two starters that have been good. Walker and Paxton struggled out of the gate, but Walker now pitching better, and they really need to get Paxton on that plan as well. And of course, Sasha Iwakuma getting hurt now. That's a factor they're going to have to deal with. He's out 2 to 4 weeks, and he had not been pitching well, so we'll see how he comes back. But now is when they kind of test the depth that they talked about all spring. They said they had six starters and really for five spots, and now they're going to prove that, I guess, with Reynis Elias coming up. It's pitched well in his first game up in Iwakuma's place. So starting pitching is where it begins and ends for for a lot of teams when you're talking about success, and the Mariners certainly need to get there squared away. And they're starting to see some signs, but that certainly is a big part of where they want to go here.
Well, yeah, no question about that. And not to be a total armchair quarterback or amateur analysis there, but, you know, in Paxton's case, because, you know, it is unique with guys like Paxton and Walker, who are so highly thought of and have such great stuff. In Paxton's case, could it be just simply a function of throwing too many strikes? I mean, he just pounds his zone, doesn't walk many guys, but as a result, you know, you see the hit numbers are maybe a little higher than folks would like, and he gives up his fair share of home runs. Is he a guy who just needs maybe to learn how to live on the periphery of the zone a little bit more?
I would say no. I would disagree with you on that one. He's a guy, I think his control's been a little off, actually. When he's sharp, he's pretty darn tough, and he hasn't had quite that same control, at least the first few games. He may not be walking guys. You know, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but his command is certainly not, you know, down in the zone is where he wants to live. He's a big, tall guy, likes to come down, you know, from 6'7", with big, long arms, and that's where he wants to live, down low. He's been getting up a little too much. Just hasn't been as sharp as he was last year. And he's a guy, my impression of James is when he's on, he is really, really tough. I mean, he's top of the rotation tough, but when he's struggling, he struggles. And it doesn't seem to be a lot of gray area in between. He kind of needs to iron that out a little bit. In case he's not pitching well and survive, they can't afford, you know, him coming out in 2 2/3 and getting knocked around. That's where they've struggled early this year is, you know, their starters just aren't getting deep in enough games. It's put a lot of pressure on the bullpen, and that's a tough formula. So I have no doubt he'll get squared away. He's a very talented young man, and we've seen Walker kind of right his ship and get going. I would think Paxton will as well. We tend to forget he's 26 years old, but he just doesn't, you know, he was late coming out of college, had to sit out a year, played independent ball. You know, he's 26, but doesn't have a ton of major league experience, and the experience he had was awfully good, awfully quick. He hasn't gone through a lot of rough stuff, so this is kind of his time. And as McLennan likes to say, there's not a player in baseball that doesn't have a rough stretch, and you know, that's where you find out where you are and learn from. And he's kind of going through that stretch right now, but he's a pretty darn talented young guy, and I expect he'll be fine in the long run here.
He certainly is young. Though he would look a little long in the tooth next to Taijuan Walker, who's just 22 years old and mm-hmm. had a real nice outing on Monday. And just looking at your story, you know, he did it without what he considered a real good fastball, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. Afterwards, you know, Taijuan saying, hey, I just didn't have my good fastball. Why is that? Because, you know, he looked pretty effective. He said, well, my velocity was down a little bit. It's funny, you know, went over and talked to Mike Zunino, and he just kind of laughed, shook his head, and he said, you know, I guess when you normally throw 96, 97, you think 94, 95 isn't good. He said, hey, I'll take that every day of the week as long as he's got the command and pitching down in the zone like he was. And I think that's where a kid like Taijuan and probably Paxton can make strides. When you learn, you don't have to throw the ball through the wall. What you do need to do is command it and locate it and you know, you see the success Felix has, and they can learn from him. I mean, he doesn't throw as hard as he used to, but he knows what he's doing, and he stays down in the zone. He pitches in and out, and he's just has the tough off-speed stuff. You don't have to throw 99 to be successful, but you do have to have good command. And Walker had that Monday, and I think he can learn from that. You know, you can throw 93, 94, 95 and be pretty darn effective if you're locating down and pitching where you want. If they get more of that from Taijuan, but more of that from Paxton in the future, that's exactly what they're looking for.
As we wrap it up real quick, this road trip starts in Texas. What was the reception like for Nelson Cruz?
Fine. I mean, it's funny. Nelson said, and I asked him before the first game, I said, you came here last year with Baltimore. How did the fans react? He said, well, they're really nice. It was a very nice reception until I hit a home run. And he said that's when you know they remember you're on the other team and you're a rival now. And so it's hard to tell with Nelson. It sounded like booze, but some of it is Cruz. So I saw people cheering. I heard what sounded like kind of booze. He had an RBI single in the first, and you know I think I think he's still well-liked in Texas, but I think they have a hard time seeing him on the other team when he's leading the majors in home runs and RBIs. So certainly the Mariners glad to have him on their club. Nelson happy to hit in Texas and seems to be happy hitting anywhere right now. He's really been carrying the Mariners early with what he's done in his first couple weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And speaking of weeks, you've got a full one, 3 in Arlington, 4 in Houston. You guys are Lone Star heavy on this trip. And then it's off to Anaheim, a long trip. Greg Johns, we appreciate you taking a little time for us today.
You bet, Dave. Always good talking to you.
All right, there goes Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.